Welcome to the Skin Scoop. I'm here with Dr. Ron Bosley. The Skin Scoop's where you can get the scoop on your skin. I want to talk about skin and aging because there are some certain things that people should look for when their skin becomes older. And older isn't what people used to think older is. Your skin actually starts changing, as early as your 20s and 30s, right?
Correct. Your skin is evolving and changing, daily, and we'll get to that further.
So when you get into hormonal changes that happen in the body and all these things that happen, you're going to see things, not just changes in moles, but other little precancerous things. Kind of walk us through what people should look for and when they should seek out a board-certified dermatologist like yourself.
I always recommend my patients to have a very intimate relationship with their skin, understand their skin, take a look at their skin, if not monthly, but quarterly, make a concerted effort to take a look at your skin with a hand mirror and a mirror behind you. My general rule is if you see a spot that you haven't noticed that has changed, that has evolved over a 4 to 6 week period, give me a call.
Yeah.
It's always better to have me give you a peace of mind rather than you put it off and it become something serious.
That's so true. So when we say changes, it doesn't necessarily have to be a dark spot. It could be a spot that's maybe dry or scaly, or give us some other things that they should be looking for.
Well, as we age, we get spots, whether they're benign spots like moles or also called nevi, or other rough spots that may grow over time, brown spots, age spots, or liver spots as some people call them. These spots should never become symptomatic, meaning they should never itch, they should never bleed.
You shouldn't even know they're there, right?
Correct. They should just kind of stay put, as I like to put it. If any of these symptoms are occurring, I need to see you so that we can address it. But other things to watch out for are color changes, rapid changes in size. For moles, we look at asymmetry. If one side of the mole is bigger than the other, especially if that's a change from baseline, definitely give me a call so that we can check it out and make sure that it's okay.
I think this is really good to talk about aging skin. And then there's another thing that a lot of people ignore, and I know you pay a lot of attention to this over at Prism Dermatology, and that is being sure that you're properly moisturizing your skin. And there's so many ways that your skin can become dry.
Yes. There's so many misconceptions about moisturizers in the skin. A lot of it starts with our daily routine. So when we shower, soap dries the skin.
People get itchy sometimes, right?
Exactly. Especially in the winter when we're using true soaps. I always give this analogy. When you're in the kitchen and you're making dinner and you want to wash your pot and pan, you use soap to get rid of the grease.
Right.
That same soap can get rid of the oils and natural oils in the skin.
Of which you need some of.
Exactly. So to replenish that, we use recommend moisturizers, usually fragrance-free, bland moisturizers to kind of replenish those natural oils and the moisture barrier on the skin.
Well, I have to give kudos to you because one of the things I think you've done really well at Prism, because I've spent some time over there with you, is that your product line is so carefully picked out. You have been very diligent in finding things that are good for your patient's skin that don't have some of those other things, those other ingredients that can basically counteract the good stuff. And there's a lot of products out there where they have some good ingredients, but then they throw in some chemicals or some preservatives, and then they've really defeated the whole purpose. So having a board-certified dermatologist overlook and oversee the product selection, I think, is that much more important. And another thing I noticed with you is you're very careful. You don't just kind of one size fits all. You have a lot of different products because not all skin's created equal, right?
Absolutely. Not all skin is created equal. And it is important to seek someone who knows the ingredients to kind of tailor the treatment to your skin and your skin type. And that's one advantage of having a board certified dermatologist recommend your skincare.
Well, I just want to tell you once again that it's always a pleasure to sit down with you, Dr. Bosley, right here on the Skin Scoop, where you get the scoop on your skin. Go ahead and find Dr. Bosley under Prism Dermatology. Prism Dermatology's website is
PrismDermatology.com, and you can find us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Prism Dermatology.
All right, fabulous. See you next time.